Welcome, everyone. And if you recognize my voice, guess who's producing this shit right now? It's Brett Day.
Whoop, whoop.
Say it, Brett.
Or don't say it at all.
Hey, so welcome to Dating Diaries with boom, boom, boom.
Sexy Raquel.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. How are you today?
Well, Brittany, I'm not hungover tonight.
So no?
No, I'm not. So, guys, guess who we're talking about? So, we're picking up from last time. If you listen to us, new audience, if you listen to us, new listeners, we were talking about, does age matter? So, we're going to guess who's telling the story today? It is Raquel.
Hello, everyone.
So, Raquel.
What?
Tell me.
What?
Tell me about the young whippersnapper that you had the opportunity to deal with.
Oh, well, it is true. Let me just tell you, I did not date him, but I did have an experience with a younger man that was interested in me. Oh. And I will tell you what happened in that story.
How old was he?
So he was 29.
Ooh, he was young. Girl, anytime in their 20s is young.
Yeah, he was very young. And I was in my late 40s.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And he was a plumber.
Did he show crack?
He did show a crack.
Was it a nice crack?
It was a cute crack. Ooh. Yes.
Did he have hair on that crack?
No, he didn't.
Oh,
no,
did he have a nice crack? No. Usually guys have hair on the crack. I'm just saying. Okay, so tell us.
Okay.
He's a plumber.
Yes.
He's 29. At that time, you were what, 43, you said?
No. I was like 47, 48.
48. Okay, so that was a big age difference.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
So tell us what he looked like. That's what we want to know.
Oh, what he looked like? Okay, he was actually pretty tall. He must have been like maybe like 6 feet tall.
Oh, a basketball player.
And he was cute, actually. He had like...
Broad shoulders?
He had broad shoulders. He had like dark hair, light skin. I think he even had colored eyes, if I recall. And I mean, he was a very handsome guy, but on top of everything else, he had this really nice personality.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say crack.
Oh, yeah. Well, right. I didn't notice that until he bent over and he looked at my toilet. But
oh, damn,
I was behind him. And
that's some interesting.
But he has like this really nice personality, and actually we had very nice conversations because he came to the house more than one time because he was, you know, fixing
plumbing issues.
Yeah, because he was fixing my plumbing.
Air quote, plumbing issues.
Air quote.
If you can see me, I'm doing
the air quotes, ladies and gentlemen here.
There's no plumbing issues. The only plumbing is happening is down there.
Well, okay. So in my case, my house is an older house and the plumbing back then, it was really bad. So every now and then it would get backed up. So I would be calling plumbers, you know, here and there. And he was just, you know, he came from a company that I called out. I don't remember what it was, but he just happened to come, you know, to my house. And
he was... So, okay, so tell me this. So you call him and so he comes to your house. What is your first impression when you see this 29-year-old plumber at your door?
Well, I mean, when I first saw him, I'm like, oh, he's cute. But, I mean, that was it. I mean, I was not, like, thinking, oh, my gosh, this guy is interested in me. Because, I mean, come on, he's a young guy. Uh-huh. I wouldn't think he would be into me. So he went into the house and he started looking at my issue, the plumbing issue. And then we just started talking. And we were like, I don't know, it was really, our back and forth conversation was really nice. Like,
really?
He was really funny. He was witty. He was charming.
Ooh.
And it was just like, oh, okay, this guy, you know. And at that time, I didn't know how old he was. I just, you know, I just
he
saw
was
him
just
as,
talking
yeah, him. I just saw him as a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
So then he said, okay, you know what? This is the issue with your toilet.
Okay.
We're going to fix it. And, you know, it's probably going to take, you know, a little bit of time.
So was he interested in you? Like, okay, so he fixes your plumbing or he deals with your plumbing issue. Mm-hmm. So then what happens? Like,
so when he was fixing my plumbing, we would have conversations, right? And we would have these, like, really, like, nice, long conversations. And I'm like, oh, okay. He seems like a very nice guy. And I remember, like, on the second time that he came to the house, he asked me, he's like, are you single? And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I am. Oh, well, you know what? Was I single?
Were you single?
No, I wasn't. But, dun, dun, dun.
He was young and handsome. You're like, I'm single now.
At the time, I was dating. Remember?
Yes, bus driver Joe. I remember.
No, is that his name? But okay. Well,
that's not his name, but that's what we're going to call Bus Driver Joe.
I thought you were going to call him Bus Driver Bob.
Oh, I like that too. Bus Driver Bob. It was a bus driver, for sure. I remember that.
Okay. So at the time, I was dating that guy. So, I mean, I wasn't thinking anything of it with this guy, you know, this youngin.
Hot 29-year-old. Broad shoulders, nice crack. Yeah.
But then he started asking me questions, you know. Yeah. You know, are you single? And I said, I told him, no, I'm not single. Okay. And he's like, well, where's your, you know, your boyfriend?
What's your boo?
Where's the boo? Yeah. And I'm like, well, I mean, I told him where he was and la la la. And he's like, okay, that's fine. And he just kind of continued with you know, what we were doing. And he just, you know, kept kind of persisting.
Did he ask you on a date?
He didn't. Okay, so it didn't go to that, point. Okay, because he told me that he, you know what, I'm interested in you. And, you know, I like you and, you know, and I think you're very pretty and I wouldn't mind, you know, us dating.
Oh, shoot.
And then that's when I asked him how old he was. And then I told him how old I was. And he told me, he's like, that's okay. You know, he told me that he has dated
Oh, shit.
Okay. Cougars. Yes.
Cougar.
I called myself a cougar, but he has dated older women before. I'm like, really? And then he told me about some experiences that he had dating older women. I'm like, okay. Actually, he told me he prefers dating older women. I'm like, oh, okay. So maybe that's, I was thinking, I mean, well, maybe that's why he's, you know, he's interested in me.
Okay.
Because I'm an older person. And, But
let me just ask you this.
Okay.
If you weren't dating that other guy, the bus driver, would you have considered the plumber?
Okay, I'm not going to lie. We were both attracted to each other, okay?
Ooh.
He was attracted to me, and I was attracted to him, too, because he was a handsome guy.
Ooh, shoot.
But if I was single...
I mean, I'm just saying, you're single until you get married.
Oh, well, yeah, well, that's true.
I mean, if your boyfriend, girlfriend, still, you could still be saying you're single. As long as that ring doesn't get on your finger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you could have just explored. I'm just saying.
You know, I could have. But.
And this is why I'm single. I'm single. But I'm just saying.
But if, like, I was single, Mohit, I would not. Only because of the age. What am I going to do with a 29-year-old guy? You know?
Write him. Have a good time. Obviously nothing serious.
But that's not what I want. I mean, I wanted a long-term relationship. This man will not, he would not be able to give me that, you know? So I was not able, I said, you know, he insisted a couple of times because, you know, that pipe job took a while.
Mm-hmm. That pipe job. Really? Was it the pipe job or was he?
The plumbing.
He was still trying to get to see where you were at.
So every time he would come to the house, he would like, you know, but he even would tell me, he's like, don't you feel it? I feel it. And I'm like, okay.
You're like, let me touch it so I can feel it.
And no, let me tell you, he actually gave me a hug. He's like, come here, let me hug you. And I'm like, okay.
So he gave, yeah.
And he's like, don't you feel it? I'm like, what are you talking about?
You're like, I feel nothing.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't feel like, you know, anything.
His package.
I didn't feel nothing private, you know. Okay. But I did feel that spark between us. But even then, okay, I had to tell him no, because I just that is not who I am. I'm not able
did
to date.
Did you ever guys have a conversation about, like, I know you guys had the obviously there was this physical connection, mm-hmm, but did you guys ever talk about, like, what did he want out of life?
No.
Because I think that's a true indication of, like, if you guys are compatible. Mm-hmm. Like, age, yes, it does play.
And that's what he would say. He's like, you know, age is just a number. It doesn't,
I don't know about that. That's R. Kelly bullshit.
But, I mean, I don't agree with that. I think that, you know what, it's not just a number. I mean, there's just so many factors that are involved in dating a younger man. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that I am willing to do that, because that's not where I am. I mean, at that time and now, I'm still looking for a long-term relationship. And I know that I cannot find it with a man who is 29 years old. Mm-hmm. You know, he's looking for something and I am looking for something else.
True.
So I had to just say no to that.
I think age, what happens with, and when we say age, when I'm talking about age, is like when you're at a certain time in your life, it could be in your 20s, it could be in your 30s, 40s, 50s, mm-hmm, you're looking at life differently, and you're not expecting, but you're wanting different things out of life. And when you're dating someone in your 20s, when you're dating someone that is in their 20s and you're in your 40s, you don't want the same things out of life, mm-hmm, because your perception of life is different. Your needs, your wants are different.
Exactly.
And I think that's why age does play a role, mm-hmm, is because you start seeing life differently. You start expecting things differently from life. And so I think that is why I think age plays a big role, is mm-hmm, because your view of things are different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, Raquel? You should have just got with him just sexually, I'm saying.
For funsies. Okay, so for funsies, I don't think I would, because that's not who I am. Mm. Because with me, what I do is, if I want to become involved with a person, it's more than just funsies. It's more than just physical. Oh. I look at so many other dimensions, so many older, other levels. Yeah, and I have to be connected, you know, with that person. On not just physical, but it has to be emotional, mental. I mean, so many other capacities, mm-hmm, that has to be there for me in order for me to,
physically
to have sex with him. Yeah. Makes sense. Can't, not just because I'm physically attracted to him doesn't mean that I want to, you know, that I'm going to have sex with him. If that were the case, then I think,
you know, I think you bring up a good point. I think as women, when we do give ourselves, we're not, mm-hmm, just giving our body, giving ourselves.
There's both men too. Oh. You know,
I don't know about the men. I think men could be more physically, just, mm-hmm, like they could they could separate the physical and the emotional.
They can, and so can women as well.
No, I don't know. I think we fool ourselves when we say that.
I've known some women who can do that.
I mean, stop talking about me like that.
I don't know if it's you, but yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I think we tell ourselves these lies, but when we're giving ourselves as women, we're giving ourselves more than just the physical. There's this chemistry in our brain that happens. There's this chemistry, the oxytocin that releases, uh-huh, that creates that chemistry, the attachment, uh-huh, in our brains, uh-huh, that is chemically supposed to be there, mm-hmm. because we are supposed to attach to someone to procreate. There's this natural part of it that we're supposed to create that attachment, so then we could have the, attach to someone, so then we could have babies and just procreate, I guess is the word I'm saying, but I don't know. I mean, it might be the same thing for guys, but I just know for women, I think when we have sex, it's not just sex. Even though sometimes I just want it to be sex, I know it does not always that.
No, I completely agree. But so going back to my experience with this young man, I think that everybody is different. I think, you know, if somebody had encountered the same situation as I think they probably would have taken that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And you know what? More power to them. I think that that's, if a woman wants to do that, I think that that's awesome. I just think for me, you know, my personal choice, I can't. And, but that doesn't mean that that's the way it should be for everybody. Everybody has the right to choose what they want to do. And if you, or if anybody else wants to have, you know, fun with a younger guy, go for it. I actually applaud you. Yay! Have fun, you know?
Well, Brittany's going to say otherwise.
What are you going to say?
Well, if you have more sex with men, it reduces your value. No guy wants body count on you.
That's a whole nother topic.
I know it is, Brittany. But I'm just saying, I don't agree with that, but I get you do, but I don't know. If you tell a guy your number, they're going to be iffy about that shit, so...
Since when have you told a guy your number?
I lie and say 7 because of the lucky 7.
Then you don't tell the guy your number.
When I told the guy my real number, he stopped fucking talking to me. But I'm just saying, back to you.
I'm sorry, what? Back to me?
Back to you. So I'm saying, yes, I guess. Age does matter. Mm-hmm. No matter what age you're in. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. All right. Well, okay. I think we are good for tonight.
So all I gotta say, age does matter. Mm-hmm. It really does. No matter what age you're in, mm-hmm. if you're not in close in age, you're not gonna have a lot of things in common. Mm-hmm. And things are just, there's different views in life. So yes, age does matter for me, at mm-hmm. least I think so. So with that take, ladies, take it as it is. So we're gonna go ahead and I'm going to wish you guys the best in dating.
No, we're not done yet. We have more to come.
We will. But if you go on a date, by the time you come back next week to listen to us, wish you luck. And if you date an older man, hope that works. If you date a diaper, diapers, mm-hmm. oh boy, you better hold on to your horses because that shit's going to be wild, ladies. So we're going to go ahead and...
And wrap this evening up. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed our evening with Dating Diaries with Raquel and
Brittany.
What
say
up?
It right.
Or say it not at all. Have a good night, everyone.